You know ID in the D in the town all day. ID in the D in the S E A. You know ID in the D in the town all day. ID in the D in the S E A.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Fabulous Pelton Cast. I'm your co-host Kevin Pelton,
and I'm Tristan Carcino,
and we are joined today by the executive chef of Little Woody's, Corey Alfano, to make an exciting Pelton Cast Little Woody's crossover announcement.
We've been waiting for this since the day we came back doing the Pelton Cast. Last summer, we did our search for Seattle's best burger, and finally, we have ascended. The Pelton Cast has ascended to our highest level. We have become a burger.
I don't know if I would necessarily say we've become a burger, but we have at least created a burger with Corey's help, the Pelton Cast Double Burger. Corey, tell the listener a little bit about the burger that we have created jointly.
How's it going today? So first of all, I think when we originally approached the idea of doing the burger together, we were all like, you know, we want it to be a classic scenario, classic burger that we, you know, makes you feel like you're a child again, or when you were going in and getting a burger. And so you guys came up with some ideas. We kind of put it together, and I kind of put a little flavor on it, being like, I had this when I was a kid. It was, you know, yellow mustard grilled on onions, you know, the flat top, and gives it this like kind of like vinegary, you know, kind of tart flavor that adds on to it, you know. So I think that was like a kind of an addition to what we were going to do. So, I mean, does everyone know what's on the burger, or should we?
Yeah, let's go through it.
Okay. So we have our in-house fry sauce, which is like our, you know, Little Woody's staple secret sauce is what you would call it. But, you know, sliced tomatoes, fresh lettuce. We have grilled onions on it. We have American cheese, and we have Painted Hills grass-fed beef.
And so, 2 quarter-pound patties.
2 quarter-pound patties, 2 slices of American cheese, melted perfectly.
It's a good-sized burger.
On a bun, yes. It's a big-sized burger.
And then pickles underneath.
Sliced pickles, yes.
To cap it all off, more fry sauce.
And more fry sauce, yes.
If there was one thing that we learned in our search for Seattle's best burger last summer, it's how much we love secret sauces. So it was very important to get double the secret sauce on there.
It's very proper to make sure your arrangement of sauces are there, you know? You have to have it, you know? You got to have your lineup.
I would even recommend fry sauce on the side for dipping.
That seems like it might be a bit excessive.
Yeah.
So we did our search for Seattle's best burger. We went to every location. Sadly, Little Woody's did not win, which yeah. I blame you for this. Pretty sure I voted for... I think Dick's beat Little Woody's, and I voted for Little Woody's.
That may have happened. I mean, look, you know, Marcus was inspired by Dick's in the creation of the burger, right? Like, so.
I'm sure. I mean, I think Dick's is a staple. You can't really walk away from the Seattle Northwest vibe of what Dick's brings to the, you know, to the burger game, for sure.
It's iconic, but Little Woody's is a new classic.
Yeah, I would agree.
And so we took all of those experiences of eating all of those burgers, and we have transported them into this burger that you can have starting today at 11 a.m. through next Monday when Little Woody's closes. That is 7 full days of opportunity to eat this burger. If you're going to get it, go ahead and tag PeltonCast, hashtag PeltonCast, at PeltonCast while you have it, at Taco Time, just for good measure.
No, not at Taco Time. At Taco Time Northwest.
At Talkin' Taco Time. The most important part to me, though, of all of this is, in Pelton Cast fashion, we had to add the Rainier Tallboy for perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's that'll be, I think, a little cool addition for this week, since we already carry Rainiers. But I think it'd be cool to add the Tallboy to the lineup, you know, for 1 week. Yes. 1 week and 1 week only.
Special order.
Yeah,
and,
special
and so
order.
You have 12-ounce Rainier normally.
Yes. And we have Modelo. We have, another draft beers on tap. So,
how much work did we create for you to get to the Raider?
No, I mean it was one phone call. So okay. you guys are okay.
That's all it took. Yeah. I'm still so happy. I don't know what the best term is to use here, but we're pioneers of the Rainier Tall Boy at Little Woody's. You've never had it before, right?
No, I don't think we've ever had it.
You said so, maybe occasionally it got delivered by mistake.
On occasion, and that would be, you know, it would be returned.
We got a shout out, though. Loyal listener, third Pelton brother at one point, Tom Lewis, originated the Rainer Tallboy 4 perspective. And to have it now codified in an actual restaurant is kind of an amazing outcome for that.
Yes.
Anything else on this burger?
I mean, I'm just so excited.
Me too. I'm planning to eat this multiple times over the course of the next
Please
week.
Do.
And we encourage the listener to do so too.
Well, I tell everyone to eat these multiple times.
Well, you'll sell like 100 total of them and we'll have each eaten it 50 times.
I feel like there are some listener, some of the listener out there have already shared some hints about this, and some of the listener have already expressed interest in getting it. Yeah. So,
oh, awesome! That's great.
I think we've got at least a few.
And these are going to be at all four locations. So just so everyone understands, will just be at all four locations: Tallboys and the Pelton Cast Double Burger.
Yep. I'm trying to plot out where I need to go today for lunch to eat this burger. It's like. SLU is a little bit far. It might be worth the drive. Yeah. I might get it twice. Well, thank you so much for your help in this process. Thanks to everybody else at Little Woody's.
Of course.
To Marcus, to Melanie, to Jordan, who helped us with the excellent photographs for it. Everybody's at the Little Woody's team. It has been amazing to work with you. You know, we just consider this the first step in a beautiful relationship.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you guys so much. Yeah, this has been awesome.
But we wanted to ask you, while we have you here, kind of how did you become, for listeners out there who are interested in the position, fans
Sorry,
of burgers.
Listeners?
do you want to share a little bit of your background and becoming kind of your position at Little Woody's?
Yeah. Do you want to start a long time ago, or do you want to start...
From the first burger you ever had.
easily probably 5 years old, I'm sure. I had my first burger, but we'll fast forward to like, you know, my 20s.
Okay.
I started working in, actually I was in music and I was realizing, I had a good friend of mine tell me, it's very rare that anyone gets paid in music. So you should probably have a fallback industry to work with. And, at that time he was a chef and he was like, hey, come learn under me. So I just decided, you know what, I'm gonna do that. So I've been working for him, prepping, washing dishes, started just moving up from there, going to work for other corporations in Seattle, and became a sous chef at Chow Foods Food Corporation. It's like at that time they had, you know, 5 or 6 big restaurants in Seattle, so I became a sous chef for them. Moved on to working at a country club for a little bit to learn a bit about fine dining. All the way to being a chef of like a small little cafe in Eastlake, you know? And I was kind of burnt out. I was looking for like not to get back in the food industry. I was trying to get into music again and figuring out another way to monetize my income from the music industry that doesn't involve me touring or playing music. And I just got a call one day from Marcus and he goes, what are you doing? And I was like, literally nothing. So he was like, you want to get some coffee? And I was like, yeah. So we talked. And, you know, I helped the Little Woody's team at that time open the Ballard location.
Mm. Which was the second location.
Which was the second location. It was in 2013. And so at that time, they already had, you know, the guy who was running the show. And I was just kind of helping out, you know, taking a back seat. Like, I've, you know, I'm comfortable with whatever situation I need just to help the team, you know. So they just kind of grew slowly with them. The person that was in charge of, you know, the burger specials and what was going on in the kitchen at Little Woody's decided to take off, moved to Belize with his wife, and just kind of got the nod from there. And I just slowly worked my way into doing it and helping out. And then 52 specials a year later, 5 years later, this is where I'm at, you know. So I've been kind of just slow rolled. You know, obviously a lot of it was conferring with Marcus to make sure that, you know, as a brand, this is something that we wanted to do every special, you know. I'm really, like, trying to do every time I release a special to make sure that, you know, everyone's kind of involved in some form or fashion or, you know what I mean. And as the time went on, you know, I just kind of got my own wings, just started flying.
What are some of your favorite specials that you've featured over the last couple of years?
Oh, gosh. Well, we did a Top Pot donut. Marcus and I kind of came up with the idea to do a donut burger.
Did that taste good?
It was a treat.
What's the name for that? There's a name for that, right?
Yeah, there's another name for it. I found out In the Midwest, that's kind of like a, a Juicy Lucy? No, that's the one with the melted cheese inside of the meat.
Yeah, if you guys ever considered that, that one's
Yeah, we've kind of toyed around with doing that. There's obviously, we can't fly too close to the sun so early in the game, you know? Mm-hmm. You got to know that these things are still available for you, so when you can still keep hitting these landmarks and these peaks, you know what I mean? So if we just do everything all at once, then it's over with, and then we're now kind of just sitting here with...
Well, after the Peltenkast burger, it's all just downhill.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here, anyways, yes.
I'm still looking it up on Google.
Yeah. There's actually...
The Luther.
But there's, all these variations of the Luther and, how we wanted to do it. So I started thinking about it as a child. My mom was really into giving us a marshmallow puff with fruit. And I thought it was weird, and it was a very East Coast thing, I guess, that, marshmallow puff was, a huge thing on the East Coast. And so my mom's from Jersey, my dad's from Connecticut, and I was as a kid, I was oh, this stuff is really weird that we're just dipping, apple slices or whatever in peanut butter or, marshmallow puff. And when I got old, when we were talking about it, I was oh, man, what if we did, a peanut butter and marshmallow puff with cheddar and bacon on a donut? You know, because we toast the donut, it's kind of like a dessert burger,
That's
and
okay.
It ended up just going gangbusters. So we kind of went with it for a couple years. The first year we got invited on King 5, New Day Northwest to make the burger live. Top Pot, it kind of went crazy for a second. And then we've been running renditions of it ever since. But I've been tasked to come up with a new idea for it this year, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, nice. Yes. A new Luther burger, donut style burger?
Yes.
So, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say probably one of our favorites would have to be the collaboration with Beecher's Cheese on the mac and cheese burger.
Oh, how did that one come about? Yeah, the world's best mac and cheese. What's world's greatest? World's best.
I think it's world's best.
World's best mac and cheese burger, yeah. That one's hot. That one slams. That's pretty good. another one that we did that was really cool. I tend to side more with the collaborations with fundraising and the school kids and giving back to the community.
Local
podcasts. What's up?
Local podcasts.
Local podcasts, yes. I tend to be really more excited and involved when we get to do burgers with, great causes that we've done with in the past. So and then,
do those folks typically come with ideas about what they want on their
burgers?
Yeah,
some of them do, or some of them hey, just help us out. You know, we're kind of green to this whole idea. And then we've also done Comic-Con burgers are kind of my favorite thing because it's kind of just free for all because kids are excited and people that go to Comic-Con are pretty excited. So we kind of just let loose and we're not really worried too much about what we're doing. You know, we did an Eggo waffle bun for Stranger Things at Comic-Con last year. Or the year before, and just kind of made it wild, and people were like, "What fried waffles? Like Eggo waffles for a bun?" It was pretty crazy. We did a Hellboy burger the year before, a couple years before that, and people went nuts about it. We just made it as hot as we possibly can, with flaming hot Cheetos on it and stuff. So there's cool stuff that we do like that, and there's also really cool collaborations we do with local causes and stuff that I get excited about because we also have what we consider our regular burgers, just kind of burgers that fill the months out, that staff picks, or we have hey, we had this idea, or let's reach out to these people and see if they want to do it with us, kind of thing. But it's definitely turned into the collaboration thing has turned into becoming we're scheduled out months and now on that, so which is really cool. I feel so.
That's awesome.
The artists collabs have been really cool as well. So.
Who are some of the artists that you've worked with?
Before my time was Macklemore during the Heist record was nice. The first one, and then we've done a burger with Gio. We've done a burger with Sam Lachow. We've done a burger with My Goodness. We've done a burger with.
I know there's Travis Thompson recently.
Travis Thompson, yeah. Sorry, I'm just trying to remember all the. Gosh. It's been so many. It's been 5 years of this. So I'm trying to remember all the artists we've worked with.
There was also the local artist that formed a group, right? That was just recent.
Mm-hmm.
Greater Than.
Oh yeah, Greater
Than.
Yeah, we did
Greater Than, and then yeah. So I think it's over the time. A lot of it is just collaboration with a record they have coming out, and a show they might be putting on, so this might be a big show. So we like to do fun stuff like that.
Who's come to you with the most off the wall idea for what they wanted to do with a burger?
Well, if it was that way and we didn't take it, I probably wouldn't say it today. So,
fair.
Yeah. No one's really come to us with that. I think a lot of people come into it understanding what we can and can't pull off. So I think that's, you know, sometimes they'd be like, ooh, that's going to be really expensive. You know, do you want your burger to be really expensive? And, you know, the cost to us will be this, and then we'll be, you know, the possibility of not being able to sell it will be that, you know? So we try to, like, you know, hit a certain mark that makes sense for Little Woody's as a brand, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But having over-the-top collaboration is, you know, I think maybe fun down the road, but at this time, you know, we just try to, like, you know, stay within our wheelhouse and what we know, and, you know, we're always looking to branch out and do cool stuff, so.
We talked with Marcus about this, and we are 100% campaigning for the mac and cheeseburger to be on the menu permanently at the airport.
Any burger that makes it on the menu forever is a Marcus decision. So we'll just leave it as that. You know? So we can campaign all we want.
He said to talk to you about getting the ube shake at every location also.
Yeah. I mean, if we need to get that, we can get that figured out, I'm sure, but we could talk about it. So. But yeah.
We have to ask.
Yeah.
The other part of kind of the burger of the week that then becomes a bigger deal is you've got the burger month and fast food month.
Yep.
What kind of transpires with those, and are, you know, to what extent are they different from the typical burger of the week?
Yeah. So I'll just kind of elaborate on fast food month.
Fast food month is coming up in the month of September, right?
Yes, it's coming up in a couple weeks here. So fast food month kind of came about where Marcus and I, and I'm sure he came to me and said, "Hey, I want to find a way to like give nod to our favorite fast food restaurants in the Northwest mainly." And so I was like, okay, cool. Like what are some like easy ones that we could try to pull off that, or just good ones that we can pull off and make it our own, put our Little Woody's twist on like what those burgers might be. And so the first year was kind of like, we just put it out and see what happened and like ran with it. And we had some great reaction from it, especially like, you know, our little Big Mac that we do. And so people were like, "What? This is crazy. This is a two quarter pound patties, everything on it, secret sauce, you know, onions, pickles, lettuce, the whole deal, like, but with like Painted Hills beef."
Right.
You know what I mean? And like fresh produce, like real stuff, you know what I mean? Not to say that McDonald's isn't giving over stuff, but it's fast food versus like cook to order, you know? And so the next year we were like, okay, well, let's just have some mainstays and find out which ones were really good. And like, let's rotate one out every year. So I think that we rotated out the next year after that was the Crunchwrap Supreme. And I came up with the idea of like just wrapping the burger in a tortilla and grilling it like they do and putting a, you know, tostada shell inside of it and putting the beef inside. And it was really, it went awesome. You know what I mean? So
I'm so sad that I missed that one.
Yeah. And so, you know, every year we're always trying to like give nod to like a cool local, just swapping out the fourth burger of that month to a cool idea that we want to come up with. So, and it's kind of taken on its own legs. Like people get excited about it. You know, we do a lot of assets around it that make it look cool. And our design team does a really good job on like making cool, you know, designs for everything. So I think it's really fun. So, yeah, it's more like our homage to, you know, fast food restaurants that we grew up on that we like, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, one of the most fun things about even just hanging out at Little Woody's is how knowledgeable everybody there is. You and everybody there is about fast food.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a staple, I think, in the burger industry. I think any restaurant that any burger spot you're going to go to, they have this, they wouldn't be there because they have an affinity to that, you know, fast food lifestyle. You know what I mean? I think everyone in America, at least, has grown up with some sort of fast food craving idea, a pastime that has like engaged them throughout their life, you know? So
yeah, I mean, in an increasingly kind of niche-oriented world, yeah, like fast food is the common denominator.
It's the common denominator. Like, it's literally fast food is what connects all human beings on planet Earth, if you really think about it. We've all experienced the same experience once. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
It's a connecting. It's pretty big. At least McDonald's. I mean, I know you don't know, but I'm sure you guys know, but 10% of all population on planet Earth eats at McDonald's every day.
That's wild.
So if that's something to think about, like,
we should really have a talking McDonald's podcast.
It's pretty crazy.
It'd be much
but
more
if
universal.
You think about it like that, it takes 9 months or 9 days for everyone on planet Earth to eat at McDonald's once.
Oh my God.
On average.
On average. On average, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if it's 10%.
It's been a lot more than 9 days for me. I must be fast.
So for this year, for the fourth item for Fast Food Month, you heard Marcus talk about it on his Taco Time appearance, but you're going to do an homage to Taco Time and having a crisp chicken burrito.
Yes, we are. Yes. And, we're doing it our own way, and we're just going to kind of... I was fortunate enough to find out that one of my supervisors in the kitchen worked at Taco Time when he was younger. So he was like, oh, all that came back to him. And so now we have a little bit of like an insight of what we're going to be, you know, oh, this is how I remember this happening. This is, you know what I mean? When you're 16 and now you're in your late 20s, it's really hard to like recant those memories of being like, okay, what did we do? Like, So we're gonna do a play on it. I think we're gonna try to do the beef tacos as well. So we'll have a beef and a chicken version, both available.
Nice. Oh, really?
Nice. Yes.
My made up version of your stat is that 10% of all people who grew up in Seattle work at Taco Time Northwest.
Yes. Yeah. And my stat's not made up. It was from McDonald's. Well, they're the ones that post that.
But I'm pretty sure that mine was made up.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure that everybody who grows up in Seattle has probably worked at Taco Time at some point in their life. So 10% at least.
So we saw the crisp chicken burrito, a sneak peek in the tray, the little Woody's red basket with Mexi fries and hot sauce.
Yes.
I'm looking forward more to this than I am to the Pelton Cast burger.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
There's plenty of time for both of them. Eat the Pelton Cast.
They have equal. They have equal membership in your life. I'm sure. So.
But it's tough to name a more iconic duo than Taco Time Northwest and Lil Woody's together.
Yes.
You're supposed to challenge us to do that and say that you'll win. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I will say this with all caveat. When I was 16, my first job was at Wendy's. And so I kind of have a little insight of what Wendy's is about as well. And they were, you know, that was kind of like my inner... You know, I was like, oh, I'm not going to work at fast food, no way. And then I moved over to Taco Del Mar, working there when I was a kid. So had like a 2 or 3 month stint at Wendy's, and I was like, ooh.
That was enough for you?
That was enough, yeah. But Taco Del Mar was like the end into my like, okay, this is, and I was managing a Taco Del Mar in Redmond, the first franchise store. Unfortunately, kick myself every day because I literally had the opportunity to buy it and I didn't. And the guy who owned it was retiring and he looked at me and goes, $50,000 at that time. And I was like, oh, that's a lot of money. And I was like, wow, this could have been cool and I should have done it. And now I just kick myself every day because that thing blew up like a crazy wild horse. So now I'm like looking back being like, man, if I had just said, hey, Dad, let me borrow $50,000.
This is a much better life.
My life would have been a lot different, I think, you know, but it's just really funny to me to think about, like, your history and all these opportunities that you have, you know, in the cooking industry. There's people always coming at you with crazy stuff in the industry, so.
Have you ever done a Wendy's square burger at Lil Woody's?
No, I think they do it for a kind of a cool purpose, and I don't think anyone probably realizes why they make square burgers, but there's just zero waste. So they probably press the machine to exact square burgers that press these burgers out. And so now there's no waste when they make them into round ones. You know what I mean? Because I can't imagine that Wendy's is hand-forming patties. Mm-hmm. So they have these giant machines that just go boomp, press out square patties. Because when you press out circles, there's always going to be a little bit extra left over and you have to re-put it back in. So maybe there's like some sort of reason why they do it like that. And it makes sense for them, you know?
I feel like I vaguely recall Dave Thomas's explanation being that they didn't want to cut corners.
Probably. Yes. That's probably his idea. But he was probably also like, well, we can also save all this meat and not waste it all. So, yeah, he's probably like,
public explanation versus the real
absolutely.
One.
But when I was working there, I was like, oh, because they explain it, you know, they do the orientation, and they're like, we were looking, you know, probably he probably said that, and I was like, just some young kid just not paying attention to that part. And I was just like, not wanting to cut corners. That's really funny.
Yeah. Well, hopefully many more great burger collaborations to come.
Yes.
We're very excited about ours, and as Tristan said earlier, reiterate that hope everyone goes out, all the listener goes out and eats this and then shares that on social media. Actually, yeah. I guess I was wondering, like, how satisfying is it? First off, how often are you in the various restaurants and seeing people eat? And then also, like, seeing people get excited about this stuff online with social media now in the way that you can share it?
Yeah, I mean, I look typically online, like, the first day it launches just to see what kind of reaction people are getting, you know? Just because, I mean, I shouldn't be doing that kind of stuff because, you know, that's kind of like, that's peeking through the glass, I guess, a little too much. I'm like, I don't want to know if it's bad or good. I don't want to know if the reaction is like, are you kidding me, or awesome. So it's like, I get excited every once in a while when we do a big launch and we're like, oh yeah, let's look at it and see what the reaction is. But I'm at the stores pretty frequently. In fact, I probably try to frank with them, you know, once every 2 days or every day sometimes. So yes, I am definitely there seeing it, and people, I don't think people know who I am or I'm going through, or you know, meeting with staff or whatever, but it's exciting. You know, I ask how many, every time I walk in, I'm like, how many specials we do today? You know what I mean? So just because it's that part of my job is like the creative part that I tend to like gravitate towards, you know? So, which I, you know, you have to find something in your day to make it feel worthwhile, you know what I mean? So, but yeah. And then what about you guys at Barboza? Are you guys?
Yeah, August 29th.
Yeah,
we'll be doing our live show at Barboza. So many things planned for that live show. Like we mentioned before, come hungry. Yes. If this is any teaser for you, you know who we're friends with. But come hungry to the show August 29th. Are you going to be there?
I will.
All right. You'll be able to meet Corey from Little Woody's. We have to incorporate you into a segment. Yes. You'll be able to meet Corey from Little Woody's, our special guest, Jake One, who's going to help choose Seattle's best burrito / taco, DJ Infrared, who will be talking taco time with us, plus the debut of Trader Bros, and a Seahawks season preview. A lot is going to happen at the show. And a Seahawks season preview with our good friends at Tasteful Profanity, a Beast Mode production.
I mean, we're rolling into, these are like, you know, the biggest 9 days here, I think, in PeltonCast history, starting with... with this burger and leading into the live show. It's very exciting.
Is there going to be surprises at this?
Oh, surprises.
There sure will.
Surprises galore.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much again to the entire team at Little Woody's. Again, today, starting at 11 a.m., the PeltonCast Northwest Double.
No, PeltonCast Double Burger.
PeltonCast Double Burger.
Yep.
And a Rainier Tallboy for perspective.
Yep. It's an additional cost. The beer is not included with the purchase of the burger.
No matter how hard we fought for it.
Yeah.
And if for some reason the PeltonCast Double Burger didn't sound like your style,
could still purchase the Tallboy Rainier. Yeah. Yeah. You could still purchase the Tallboy Rainier for perspective for any one of our burgers.
But we prefer
you do it with the PeltonCast.
People will be much more excited about the Rainier Tallboys.
People need to know what size that PeltonCast Double is. Yes. Hence the Rainier Tallboy for perspective.
I'm going to drink so many of those this week.
Awesome.
Well, thank you again.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thanks for having me on.